Blog Talk Radio.
What's your sign? Do you know? Let me guess. You're Scorpio. What's your rising? Where's your moon? Scorpios are pretty cool. See, I'm a Sag, so they say. I'm a butterfly, I like to play. I'm always aiming into the sky. I point my arrows extremely high. 'Cause everyone has a sign, whether supernatural or divine. Believe or not, if you're so inclined, 'cause in this great big universe, we're the stars on Earth.
Hello, it's Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to the Inside Connection Radio on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live. I was not on last week because it was the 4th of July. And so we're back this week, and we have a really interesting show tonight because I'm going to read, looking at the chart of the royal family, expecting that birth of that baby. So we'll take a look at Kate Middleton's chart, and we'll take a look at where the planets are right now, getting a look at what that little baby is getting itself into. We're going to first start off with the Global Energy Minute. I want to remind everybody that it's a call-in show, so if you'd like to get an astrology reading, you can get one for free right here, complimentary mini reading, 213-943-3395, call in, and I will do a little astrology reading for you. Okay, Global Energy Minute is the global energy of the planet right now. It's like a planetary horoscope. So what we do is I take a look at the planets and where they are, they're positioned right now, and give a little brief description of how that might be affecting us all or how it might be affecting planetary energy. The first thing that jumps out is definitely that there are still a number of planets in water, element of water, including the Sun and Mercury and Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, Neptune in Pisces, and Chiron in Pisces, the asteroid Chiron. Collectively, this still is meaning that we're in a very emotional time, a very sensitive time, perhaps a very loving time, a committed time, a time when we're able to achieve a deeper kind of intimacy with each other, something where we might be able to express more about what's going on with ourselves for each other. We might also be more sensitive to what's going on for someone else because of the Pisces element. We might be more empathetic, more empathic, more compassionate. And the Cancerian part of it is to make us more nurturing. So we actually really feel a great deal of caring energy. Venus is in Leo, and I think that that helps us to be able to demonstrate it. So right now, if we're capable of demonstrating our feelings for one another, that's a really positive thing, a positive take that we could get on the global energy pattern. Tonight, the moon's in Virgo. We ought to be able to see it right after the sun sets because it's finally separating away from the moon far enough that we're going to see that crescent moon setting right after the sun. That's a lovely sextile relationship between the sun in Cancer and the moon in Virgo. And, I think that that's very positive and very energetically good. We'll talk about how this planetary alignment may or may not affect the royal baby, because we have Mercury retrograde for another few days. So will the baby choose the retrograde Mercury? Saturn in Scorpio, not really making any difficult waves right now. You know, Saturn in Scorpio is hanging out there, being very positive, trine. It's involved in another grand trine, actually, the final really big grand trine of Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune, all roughly at around 4 or 5 degrees of the water signs. Jupiter in Scorpio, Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, Neptune in Pisces. Those are the three water signs, and these three large outer planets are setting up a triangle, an equilateral triangle, an equidistant triangle around the Earth. It's a very powerful alignment because it represents, I think, an expansion in our ability to care for one another. And what I was talking about the general alignment still within the small planets. Interestingly, Mars is at 29 degrees Gemini, and it's going to be moving into Cancer within about the next day or so. That's a kind of a difficult energy for Mars, because Mars is a masculine initiative, and since Mars is actually exalted in Capricorn, it's called the fall of Mars when it's in Cancer, because that's the opposite sign. That Mars initiative energy doesn't necessarily function that well when it's mixed with Cancer, which is very maternal and nurturing and caring, and yet there's no reason why Mars can't really be the final one of these planets that if we're all in Gemini now to finally move into Cancer and to move into the position of the Grand Trine within about another week with Saturn and Neptune. It's possibly going to be a little bit more difficult, but at the same time, it should be more positive than a regular Mars in Cancer. We should still feel action to care. Uranus and Pluto are still kind of in that tight square, separating still, but 2 degrees apart, with Uranus moving direct and Pluto moving retrograde. They're separating away from each other. That will change as we go into the fall. And I think what we want to keep our eye on is particularly when Mars goes into the T-square with Uranus and Pluto. But that's going to be for another show coming up, because it's in more than a week away. And that's your Global Energy Minute. I'm Dr. Craig, and you're listening to the Inside Connection Radio. So tonight I wanted to take a look at the chart of Kate Middleton, and also where the planets are right now for the birth of the baby. So we did find out today that just keeping up with current events, I'm not necessarily a royal follower, but it is kind of fun, big news. And astrologers, I think they should anyway, I do, love the birth of a baby because, you know, it's a new chart. It's a new chart in the world, and it's a very exciting moment for an astrologer because we get an opportunity to see the assets and the patterns and what that baby, the potential that they're going to be able to bring. Kate Middleton's birth information is January the 9th, 1982. She's a Capricorn, and she was born in Reading, England. Now, her birth time is unknown, but I did something called chart rectification, and I did take a little time using good old online encyclopedia and looking at the different things that have happened to her in the last few years, including 2007 when she had a breakup with Prince William, and then in 2011 when she married him. So looking at more difficult transits that happened in her relationship house at the time of that breakup, and then looking at more positive things happening in her relationship house at the time of the wedding, I determined that her rising sign is Cancer, and that she was born roughly around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Of course, that's not having sat down with the Duchess myself. She has more events that have happened in her life, and perhaps I could get a more accurate rectification of her birth time if I were to talk to her directly. Perhaps if I were to talk to her directly, I could actually get her birth time off of her birth certificate. But I'm going to go with 3 p.m. because in many, many ways it fits the different things that are happening for her right now, including that Neptune is at her midheaven, which is a very lovely spiritual change for her reputation. And the birth of this child is definitely going to represent a not necessarily a withdrawal from her, withdrawal from the public eye, but it's going to represent a time for her to deeply go inward and become even more compassionate than she already is as a person. So Cancer rising with the moon in Cancer in the first house would make her self-identified as a mother. She also has moon's north node in Cancer, which says to me, well, okay, so she has a destiny to be a mother. With this chart, she has Mars, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter in the fifth house, and it means that she will have more than one child, perhaps as many as four children, and with Jupiter in the fifth house, it indicates, you know, a larger number of children. Mars, interestingly, being the first planet that we encounter there, does indicate that she's going to have a boy, which is why I titled the show And a Baby Boy, because if I'm going to sit back from an astrological perspective and make a prediction about the baby, I would say that there's a fine chance that she's going to actually have a male child because of that Mars in Capricorn, Mars in Libra in the fifth house. I don't know why I said Capricorn. Mars in the fifth house. So let's remember, I rectified her chart based on difficulties that she had in her relationship and some other minor public things that are common knowledge for her, to see if they kind of fit in with her chart. And I'm working with having Mars in the fifth house to make a prediction of having a baby boy. So I'm gonna lay down with that and see what happens as the days progress. It would be nice if she had an accurate birth time posted on the internet, but not being able to have that, I decided to work with what I had. And it actually was really fun to take a look at her chart and to see what I felt was going on there. I rectified it to 3 p.m., not only because Neptune's at the midheaven, but because Jupiter will be entering her first house, which would represent, I think, a strong change in her identity as a mother. So, you know, I mean, there are other rectification points that are possible. I could have put Jupiter going into her fifth house, which would mean the birth of a child. But I feel like Jupiter going into the first house is very strong. And to be honest with you, in 2007, when she broke up with William there for a short time, where they had a very public separation, there was a strong square to the sun in her seventh house and from Saturn. And being that Saturn is the trying to look that up for a second. Yeah. Strong Saturnian conflict in Saturn being the ruler of the seventh house, it would play out that she would have difficulties at that time. So she's been through an awful lot while she's been with William. She's had her Saturn return. And I feel like one of the things about Kate Catherine is that she probably has to keep her mouth shut a lot. She's probably not really playing as much of a Diana role as Diana played for Charles. She's probably a lot more of a subdued person who, especially Capricorn, she's looking for that social status, and she's looking for some of the energy that she can get from being married to the prince and from having the royal children. But I don't feel like her chart says to me that she has the same kind of strong energy that Diana had. Diana was also a Cancer, so there was a bit of a different kind of energy for her. But she had Moon's North Node in Leo, and I think Diana was just a little bit too much for the royal family. I think that she had Uranus in Leo, and she had the moon's north node in Leo, and Jupiter was her ruler, so she had Jupiter in Aquarius. I think Diana was just too much of a worldly person, too altruistic and too outspoken. And when you look at Kate Middleton's chart, you don't really see that strongly outspoken energy. That she has Saturn in the fifth house, which is someone that has a difficulty being spontaneous at times. And even though she comes across with a lovely sense of, you know, fashion flair. They're always talking to the media about how she's got a really nouveau sense of fashion, and that's very interesting. Based on this chart, she's got the moon in the first house, which again is going to give her a desire to be seen, but in a creative aspect through Cancer, always maintaining the idea of the mother and that she's going to be a mother. And I think she's about to finally become an enormous part of her destiny, and it's possible that we're going to see many more children down the line. So one of the things that I would do in looking at the forecast for the baby's birth is that I would, you know, my software is quite good, and I can just put in London, England, and change the transits to 0 degrees Greenwich Mean Time and come up with a transiting grid for July and let's say a little bit of August, because remember, I don't think she's probably not going to go that long since they say today was her due day. But it is only about 10, 11 days, maybe 12 days. It's the 11th. So I'm thinking, how many days are we away from Leo? And the answer to that is that the sun will go into Leo on the 22nd. So only 11 days away. So it's not unreasonable for a woman to go 11 days overdue. And obviously, if the baby wants to be a Leo, then, you know, I'm going to call him a he, is going to have to wait until Monday, the 22nd of July. Now, by the same token, Mercury is retrograde, and that's a very interesting thing for, I guess, a royal baby to choose, is a retrograde Mercury, where there's going to be a reinforcement of a very strong nurturing energy. Now, regardless of the way I rectified her chart, she has the moon in Cancer, which means she's very maternal. This is the ruler of Cancer, is the moon, and so she has the moon in its ruling sign. And that's very powerful for her. Customarily, we would say that a child is going to show some of the qualities of either the mother's sun or the mother's moon or the mother's rising sign. So it's certain that this baby is going to have some strong planets in Cancer, and we definitely know that because unless he's born before Saturday, he's going to have Mars in Cancer. Now, I would say that that he's going to wait until at least Mars goes into Cancer to be born, because when we're in the place where it's like 29 degrees, there's a desire, I think, especially for this kind of a public figure, to make a leap, to make the change into the next sign. So I don't think we're going to see any planets that are in a very late transition, and I would assume right there that we could see the birth happening after the 13th, July the 13th. Now, the moons that are going to be happening are Virgo, where it is right now, and then obviously Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn. Capricorn moon is, of course, always possible because his mother is a Capricorn, but not necessarily guaranteed by any means. No one necessarily ends up with, you know, some sign that their mother had. My mom is a Cancer, and I don't really have any of that in my chart, but she has moon in Leo, and I have some really strong placement for Leo in my charts, and So you see sometimes it's either the mother's sun or the moon or the mother's rising sign that plays a role. In my rectified chart, I've given the baby the same rising sign as the moon. Anyway, looking at the month of July and knowing that on the 22nd it changes over, there are a couple of very positive days. So you look for days when there might be really positive delivery. And one of those days is around the 18th and 19th. That's about another whole week from now. The 15th looks like it could be an okay day also. That's a day when Venus is sextile her Saturn. This indicates sort of a strong ability to deliver, a strong like energy. Also, of course, it would create, because the baby will have the aspect that's happening that day, then the baby's Venus would be sextile the mother's Saturn, which is quite nice, as the mother being the teacher, the mother being the authority or the mentor. The mother would be able to speak directly to the baby's loving sense and nurturing. And so that's a possibility on the 15th. But then on the 18th and 19th, there's Venus trining her Neptune and Venus sextiling her Pluto, other really positive days for delivery. Now, in my rectified chart, Jupiter will actually cross her ascendant on the 19th along with that Venus sextile, and Mars also on the 20th. So there's a strong bit of energy around the 18th, 19th, 20th. I know that's a whole week from now, and it's just before the sun goes into Leo. The interesting thing about that time is that at those later parts, let's say like Saturday the 20th, you're going to have also the moon in Capricorn. So those are going to be interesting days to take a look at. When you want to look at the full planetary, you know, alignment and where the planets are, you want to say, well, how will specific moons affect her chart? Well, the Libra moon, which is actually fairly soon, is in her fifth house, and she has three planets in Libra. So there's a strong chance of her having the Libra moon. Then, of course, the baby ends up with the retrograde Mercury. Not bad, but the Libra moon poses, of course, the difficulty of having it be a part of the square with Uranus and Pluto, which will certainly make a more emotionally volatile baby. And then depending upon where that moon would be, it could be a square to the sun. And I feel that that's very unlikely, because it seems to us that William and Kate actually are very connected to each other and very loving with each other. Normally, you would not see a sun-moon square happening in the chart of a baby if the parents were actually really in love and really getting along, and that the baby was conceived in love and all of those things, which I'm going to make an assumption that the two of them are. Venus is going to be in Leo, and it's going to, you know, basically stay there. I think that's an important thing for you know, a royal baby. It's interesting that it's a very soft kind of chart, so it might speak about having a girl. You know, and Venus in Leo could very much be the sign of a little princess, but I still feel like because she has Mars in the fifth house, that we're looking at more of a masculine entity coming in, even if it's a domestic, nurturing, sensitive and compassionate child, which will make a lot of sense with Kate's moon in Cancer. I'm going to actually take a moment from here just to check my chat room, which I haven't done in a while here, and check the... Okay, good. So I can keep chatting about this topic for a few more minutes, and then I'm probably going to sign off. I find it interesting to look at someone's chart and try to make a future prediction. Obviously, you know, prediction is not an easy thing to do. And you have to basically use all of your intuitive talents and all of your scientific talent, because you're really putting together a lot of math and astrology, to try and come up with plausible scenario that could actually happen. You know, I find that when I said before that I feel after really becoming more familiar with her chart that this was somebody who knew how to keep some of her stronger opinions to herself. You know, I feel like right now Pluto is squaring her Mars, which could represent some kind of a difficult delivery, in fact, because Mars is that force of pushing. You know, you'd like to see a more well-aspected Mars. You'd like to see, a Mars that actually is... has a more positive energy connected to it, and she doesn't really have that right now. And if she's waiting, if the baby is waiting until the weekend, then the baby's sun will be square the mother's Saturn, which will also be, you know, not so easy for their relationship. On the positive side, it will be conjunct her moon, but on the negative side, it will be maybe a little more difficult for Kate and William to be able to keep that more emotionally subdued and staid attitude that the Brits have with this particular emotional child, regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl. It's going to have some strong emotional reactions to the world around it. It's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in water out of 10. And the moon is still up for grabs because obviously we have the moon in Scorpio. That's a very difficult moon for a child to have. So I'm also going to rule that one out, even though the Scorpio is also a part of her fifth house. It just would seem a little unusual that the baby would have moon in Scorpio. I could see more the moon in Sagittarius, which is also on the 19th and 20th, and right around the time that Mercury goes direct. So a moon in Sagittarius would make some sense to me, because that would be more of that worldly and, spiritually heightened and philosophical and worldly child. I feel like if we're getting a baby that's going to be a role model moving into the future for what it chooses to be and what it chooses to do, it's obviously an ideal time for this couple to be having such a nurturing and compassionate baby. It's consistent. The baby's going to be born with the grand trine in water that we speak about in the Global Energy Minute. That grand trine in water continues through the rest of the month of July. So there's basically no way that that this baby won't have Jupiter in Cancer and Saturn in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. And that's lovely. It's somebody that's truly deeply connected and concerned with the well-being, the welfare of others, and from a real maternal place, a real place of caring and nurturing and concern. So, you know, I can see many of these, you know, Cancerian planets lining up in an 11th house position, or something very strong and lovely about the grand trine coming out in the 11th house. Because that represents that altruistic that I think is going to be coming down through their family line, through, Diana, who had Jupiter in Aquarius, and Kate Middleton has her Venus conjunct Diana's Jupiter. So in that way of William seeing some part of his mother in Kate Middleton, it's through that altruistic and concerned and the humanitarianism that comes with the sign of Aquarius. In Kate's chart, she actually has Mercury and Venus conjunct, so her ability, I think, to grow a bit older and go into more deeply into her 30s. She's only just 31, so she's really quite young. And as she becomes more empowered as a maternal figure within that family, she's going to blossom in many ways like Diana did, where she's going to choose to take her status and her notoriety and bring it to some place of altruistic and humanitarian concern. It connects me with you know, having the baby. Now it'd be really odd if the baby went all the way out to be a Leo with Moon in Aquarius. I think that would be kind of a long shot, because it is Tuesday the 23rd. So we're talking about, you know, close to 2 weeks still. And, God, the world will be in a fervor if that happens. There will be a flurry of anxiety, I'm sure, especially in England, if that were to happen. But I see the baby taking on the Venus in Leo, and since that changes over before then into Virgo, and I just can't imagine the baby taking on a Virgo Venus. Somehow it just doesn't seem... showy enough. It's not showy enough for a royal baby. So, especially a baby with all this Cancer energy, if we were to put Virgo on top of it, I think that would be a little too, you know, hidden. And this baby's going to have some strong energy that's going to make it want to come out and sing. So maybe the Sagittarius moon, if not the Libra moon, remember, right now we're having the Virgo moon. We're right at the beginning of it. That just doesn't feel like it fits. The Libra moon, I can see that being a strong possibility, because remember, the moon is going to be the reflection of the mother in the baby's eyes. So since we know the mother's chart and we know that the mother is maternal and very relationship-oriented, she's got three strong planets in Libra, so she's very relationship-oriented. It wouldn't surprise us if the baby was born with the Libra moon, which would say to the baby that he sees his mother as relationship-oriented, and he gets his relationship-oriented side from her. If we don't see it by Tuesday, the 16th, I think we're definitely going to skip the Scorpio moon and go into the Sagittarius moon. So I'm going to step out there and say Libra moon seems most likely. Now, I know that poses some issues with Kate's chart and the dynamics within the family, and also there's the possibility of creating either a moon square, which I don't think will happen, but that's going to be more in the later part of the Libra moon. The earlier part is this Sunday, the 14th. So this Sunday, the 14th, the earlier part of the Libra moon, which would be moon conjunct Kate's Mars, and that could also be a very good sign of birth, because when the moon does conjunct Kate's Mars, that's going to be an excellent time for her to deliver, happening sometime in the late night of Sunday or Monday the 15th, because my ephemeris here is in Greenwich Mean Time, which means that at midnight on the 15th it will be at 8 degrees. So in the early hours in the morning of Monday the 15th is also a really strong possibility for the birth of the baby. And again, we would have a baby that would be very nurturing, relationship-oriented. It would have its own sense of flair and style with Venus in Leo. It would be, again, reinforcing that Mars in Cancer, which I feel certain that this baby is waiting for. And it would have Jupiter in Cancer conjunct Mars, which is a lovely, strong sign of a very expansive maternal energy, someone who has great abilities to care for tremendous numbers of people and bring that kind of love. So hopefully we're seeing that. Hopefully we're seeing the royal couple as a symbol of that, as a symbol of commitment and love. I think that the people do see them that way, whether it's the Americans or other people around the world. Certainly the European community is interested in English royalty, and a lot of Americans are too. But it's just been in the news a lot, and I really wanted to touch base with it and put out my thoughts and my ideas about the birth of the new baby in the royal family. So a new baby is going to be born. Many blessings, by the way, to Kate Middleton for an easy and successful delivery, as we would wish on anybody that was, in the finishing up the eighth month of pregnancy, and that she would, have a easy and successful delivery. Awesome. I'm Dr. Craig Martin, and I will talk to you next Thursday. And it's good to bring on the wonder. Bring on the wonder, Sarah McLachlan. Have a good night. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
For too long.